You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We'll do is a little Gemara in Krisus. I'm going to revisit Reb Chaim at Tosfos. Malachi Shitzuch Gufa and Eino Miskaven. So there's a classic Reb Chaim on it, very interesting Reb Chaim. So let's start with the Gemara in Krisus. Reb Chaim brings the Gemara in Krisus. That's his marker. So we'll do the Gemara in Krisus. Tanu Rabbanan. Chafam at Aleph, two-thirds of the way down. The last words on the line are Tanu Rabbanan. Chaf Amin Aleph. Chaf Amin Aleph. The end of the fourth parak. Last Gemara in the fourth parak. Hachot HaGecholim B'Shabbos. Talking about extinguishing and lighting. Hachot HaGecholim B'Shabbos. If you chop coals on Shabbos. Chot HaGecholim B'Shabbos. Shovel. Chayv Chatev. The Chayv, we'll see, the kindling or extinguishing. Reb Shimon Elazar Mirshim Reb Elazar. Petzod HaChayv Shnayim. Because when you turn over coals, you're extinguishing one and kindling the others. You know, when you turn over coals, the ones at the bottom start turn combust. So Mibneishu Mechabes Soyim Avis Tachzoyis. So Mara says, what's the case? Am I asking? What's his intention? In Mechabes Mechabes Lahavir. If his intention to do both, to extinguish the upper ones and kindle the low ones, my time to run the potter. It's a machloikis. One says Yechayv one, and one says Yechayv two. At loka mechayv lahavir, it was unintentional. My time demand mechayv tarte, who's mechayv twice. So the Gemara has a few answers. Shalom aleichem, Reb Avraham. We're doing a little Gemara in Krisus, and then we'll have Reb Elazar b'chinin damer tavai. It's machle chafam and aleph in Krisus. It's a shir and a chashabis. Don't get scared. It's going to be light, a heavy Reb Chaim, but ilchus Shabbos. Kivon shenisgan lechabes el yoinos kedei lavers tachtoinos. Now this lashon is very shver. We're talking here about a pacham. Kivon shenisgan lechabes el yoinos. He doesn't want fire. It's like when you grill, you don't want a fire. You want coals, hot coals. The same thing of Smith. He wants hot coals. The bottom of chafam and aleph. So in other words, he really wants Chavos El Yoinos, but he's going to kindle the bottom ones. It's kind of something with Kalkal Ba'avora, but it's Mekalkal Ba'avora. Why is it Mekalkal? So Rashi explains the Gemara later, he's a Napach. So it's Mekalkal. So you have intention to do both, but the fire is Mekalkal. He's neskabin l'chabos al yonis kidei la'avris tachtonis. It's a very poor lush kidei in order. It's really what he doesn't want, but he has to. He wants to turn over the coals, so he's forced to the bottom ones he'll light. But he said makalko. So the machloikis is makalko b'avara. Machloikis tanoim is this: if you're mechayv when you're makalko b'havara.
What's the makalko going to go out?
Yeah, because the Pechom doesn't like the fires. So it's Mekalkal then. For Pechom, it's Mekalkal. Because he doesn't want a fire. He wants to use the coals for his smith. Okay, if you heard him, Rabbi Yochanan ben Abba, that's the Machloikis. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. Right. I guess they wanted to make it Mekalkal. You're right. In Echanami, anybody, like I said, if you want a grill, you don't want a fire. But a napach is mekalkel for a napach. They picked the case of napach because there it's a kilkel. Rabbi says, I can't figure it out. Now we have other terutzim. Amri be ravon rabchini bar amri tavahu kigon shiskala avid lechabos laavir. Ah, another machlekes. Here's kavana lechabos laavir to both extinguish and to kindle. And the machlokes is if avar lelav yotzle. If you chayv a carbon, he says a sheet of the avar is only a lav. Kareb Yosi dam avar lelav yotzle. Kareb Nasi dam avar lechal yotzle. Beautiful terrors. Now we get to the one that we're interested in. Rava Amar, four lines from the top. Shalalechem Yosi, four lines from the top of Chaf Amid Beis. Rava Amar, we're learning a shtikel gemara increases. Lahaktim ika beinayu. Lahaktim ika beinayu. If you meant to do both, but it's the wrong order. Ayachayev, remember we had the sigis increases. If you meant to do it in one order, and you did it in the other order, you meant to do both, But you wanted to first do this one, then the other one, and it came out the wrong order. So that is the machlokes. We have more gemaras. We're almost finished with the gemara. Okay. Where are the gemaras? So we almost finished the gemara. We're on Chaf Amud Beis. We're doing Hilchos Shabbos tonight. The Gemara says, we have four or five terutzim. It's machlokes, if you're turning over coals. The end of the fourth parak increases. Chaf Amud Beis. We had four terutzim. One says you have two karbanos, and one says you have one karbon. So now the Gemara is learning, so you had intention to do both. I have a karbon havara, because the Torah says, lo sivaru esh b'chol mosh v'sechem. And ironic, there's one tanya that holds that the Torah singled out havara, that it's merely a lav. You're not have a karbon, there's no karis in skila. But most of them are valchalis, Rami Yagol, you know. Vashyamer, ah. Now the Gemara says it's inadvertent. Vashyamer, sheskavin l'chabos, intention was l'chabos. V'huver me'aleim. And it's huver me'aleim. You didn't intend to, like, turned over the coals, and the top coals go out. And l'chabos. V'huver me'aleim. T'chazal l'chub shimut avashen m'skavin potter. Ah, it's a good old machlaik, it's Davashin Miskavin Potter. There's a crab, it's Sadi Savil Kabud, Davashin Miskavin Chayev. That's it. So Taisus says the Bell of Intoima. How can this be? Taisus says the last Taisus in the Perek. So it's machlaikas, Chayev, Davashin Miskavin, Rabbi Sai. Taisus says all of a Shas, that by Shabbos, Davashin Miskavin, it's Asr Midrabana. By Shabbos, Davashin Miskavin, either Kotra Yehuda, right. L'chayra, Vim Toma, Lefim Mashapir Shari Pekam Diksubis. How do maybe Davashin Miskavin, us, Midrabon and Dafka? Toy says it's in Yuman and Subis and in Shabbos, all over. It's only Midrabonon that rebuked those Davashin Miskavin, it's us and Shabbos. Velomena Torah, Kosha, Damash Midoraisa, Mechaiv Chatas. Second, be machlokes to be near Reb Shimon. The Yechayv Achatas. If it's only us at Rabbanan, so Tosis answers. Yisham Dachem Chayim Tamnim Chayim Yudah. Shavi Psik Reisha V'lo Yomus. It's a Psik Reisha. If it's a Psik Reisha, so Reb Shimon is Maida. Maida Reb Shimon Psik Reisha. So Vayta Shver. Im Toimar Im Ken. If it's a Psik Reisha, so Reb Shimon Moda. Ma'kanu Saver Reb Shimon. It's supposed to be machlokes. If it's a psik reisha, it's going to happen, even though it's inadvertent. Mod Reb Shimon be psik reisha. So Tosis says a supreme toichak. Yesh lomar d'hocha havitama locha shein tzvicha l'gufa locha shein tzvicha l'gufa. It's not a miskam. The Gemara is lav dafka. Tosis says the Gemara means locha shein tzvicha l'gufa. It's not a miskam. Locha shein tzvicha l'gufa. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, the Tamaya. Reb Yehuda is locha shein tzvicha l'gufa is chayiv. The Rambam paskins that way, as we all know, and Reb Shimon's Machachin Sil Gufa is Asid Rabbana. I know that Davishen Miskavin Lo Nitzcha means Lav Davka Lo Businak Lo Nitzcha Lo Daha Malachachin Sil Gufa. Why is Reb Shimon Pater? It's a Psik Reisha. That's a Malachachin Sil Gufa. Okay, so now let's look at the. Should we start with the Taisin Subis? We'll start with the Reb Chaim. It's a classic Reb Chaim. We don't have to learn the whole thing, but what we're going to talk about tonight a lot, and it's very Nogei LaHalacha, believe it or not, is the Kash of the Rishonim. Reb Chaim doesn't even ask this. We're going to see Reb Chaim confusing Psik Reisha, Malach, and Shishu Gufa. Many times I've looked into this Reb Chaim. Eventually, I think I'm getting it clearer and clearer each time. But the big question is, Reb Chaim brings it, the Aruch, Psikreshon, Michale, Zmutter, famous Aruch, Taisin Subis.
Mapis Morsa.
Yeah, was Psikreshon, Michale, Dark Psikreshon, Mudrub Shim Psikreshon, the Psikreshon, Michale, Zmutter, the Aruch holds. Psikreshon, Michale, Zmutter. But why is Machshin Sikhul Gov Hasimid Rabbanon? Why don't let it be Mutter, is it Psikreshon, Michale? So I'm going to give you, we'll have Reb Chaim's Teretz, we'll have Rabbi Brown's Mahalach, the Yeshiva Shemahalach, the way Rabbi Brown holds, and the way I hold, Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Brown, Shlita, Yeshiva Shederach.
The
question is, Psikresha Nichale is Mutter. Every Machshin Tzichel Gufa is a Psikresha de Lo Nichale. Every Machshin Tzichel Gufa is a Psikresha. Yeah, that's...
I always have to say.
Yeah, I know. That's Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Brown, Rabbi Kivega. So let's think about that. Let's look at the Rabbi Chaim first. See, Rabbi Chaim says the sheet where it doesn't begin. the sheet, the first side of Rabbi Chaim, where it says Venera in the top right corner, Venera. Let me tell you the problem. We'll get to Rabbi Chaim, the problem, the Rambam. See, the Gemara says that we have a het of Mafis Mursa, break up a blister. If you mean to make an opening, you're chayiv. In Lasasla, in Lhotzi Lecha, it's pot and mutter. The three potter and mutters. Three potter and mutters. Mafis Lecha, Sad Nachash, what's the third one? Also, Mlachshin Sil Gufa, Kotrab Shimon, B'makom Saritz Mutter. The problem is Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam Paskins are Shin Tzichel Gufa is Chayiv. That's the Rambam Sheet. So why are these things mutter if Yal Mach Shin Tzichel Gufa is Chayiv? So why is it mutter? Mafis Murta, Mursim Sad Nachash. It's Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Magen Mishnah is this is famous Shver Rambam. By Nira Lomar, you're up to by Nira Lomar. So I'm telling you the Kasha and the Rambam. What you're missing on your sheets, I didn't bother with it. Is that the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, Machas Yechuv is Chayiv, and the Gemara says clearly that it's that the het of Mafis Mursa is only if you hold like Reb Shimon, Machas Yechuv is part of a law. So b'makom tsar it hurts, b'makom tsar we matam lachshin tzichel gufa. That's the Kasha in the Rambam. Now we were starting to discuss, you know, every Machas Yechuv gufa, we're going to argue Reb Chaim us. It's Tavashin Miskavin, Nirlam Mizeh. Look what he says. Be'emes, be'mavis Mursa. Te'erik Shenu Miskavin, Las Lepeh. That is, you don't mean to make an opening. Las Lepeh means, it's according to the Rambam, it's Makav Patish. According to other Rishonim, it's Binyan. Shenu Miskavin, Las Lepeh. See, the Rambam learns it's Makav Patish. But Rashi learns, most Rishonim learn, it's Binyan, it's a Pesach. Rach Lehotzi Mimen Aleicha. You only mean to take out the gok, the lecha, because it's not kein lehedmas, it's nimlasus lepechayim. Rav Mezula hotzi mimena lehalecha mevad azu deshari. Im kena nimtza, David Be'emes, davashenu miskavein. It's davashenu miskavein. So Rav Chaim says, hey, it's davashenu miskavein. The part of the Shabbos, the kulma alma. He's saying it's a davashin miskavin. This is Rabbi Kivega's kashan taisus. What you're asking Yossi, is Rabbi Kivega's kashan taisus. We're gonna look at taisin subas. I have taisin subas for you, on the other sheets. If I have them, I have taisin subas for you. And Rabbi Chaim. This is not like Rabbi Brown, not like Rabbi Kivega. He holds that Lachshin Tzchuf is also Eino Miskavim. If you're not Miskavim for the Malacha, see, you're thinking very logically, like Rabbi Kivega. You're on the good side, you're on Rabbi Kivega's side. That if you had a mind to do the Maisa, it's the same action. Am I doing this action to make an opening, or do you at the pus, but I'm doing the same action. You're thinking Miskavim, Davashin Miskavim means...
Yeah, it could be make a hole that could only be moved when you can't
see. So I argue. So we're going to see Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim
I'm talking facts, but I mean, it could be that there's different factual patterns.
No, it's not a question of facts.
It's all making a pattern. You're making a pattern. Right.
No, you're making a hole. Now, what's the purpose of the hole? Is it to make a pair, to make an opening, or just to get out the pus? So, Reb Chaim calls that davashenu miskavein. He calls every malacha shin tzichel for davashenu miskavein. Now, you're saying, no, Reb Chaim, you mixed it up. This is Rabbi Kivega's kashan taisus. See, when I paskin this way, I say I don't paskin because of Reb Chaim, because of taisus. Because it's Muchach and Taisus that Taisus held like Reb Chaim. That even though it's the same action, but if you have kavanah don't have kavanah for the malacha. So the way I explain it is like this. Look, when you pull a bed and it's a psikresh, it's going to dig. If you pull a bed and it's a psikresh, it's going to dig. So you're digging with a bed. What do you mean? You don't have kavanah to dig. If that action is forced to dig, what's the difference? You dig with a shovel, you dig with a bed.
Because if you could pull without your digging a hole, you could pull.
Yeah, but this bed and this ground, you can't dig without a hole. So you're miscavving for this action of digging, but you're not doing it for the digging, you're doing it to get the bed from here to here. So I argue that every psik ratio, you really have kavana for the same mice. It's all one mice. See, Rabbi Brown Shlita, the Rosh Hashivas, they struggle to a lot of Gemaras, you know, where is if it's the same action, is it called Eino Miskavin? Rabbi Chaim is going like Tosfos. That's the good news. That I'm going to show you in Tosfos Subis that he holds like Rabbi Chaim and not like Rabbi Kidega. So let's see. And I want to paskin that way, Lalochitz. Nogia Lalochitz, we'll see. Chuvus Rabbi Moshe, Nogia Lalochitz. So Rabbi Moshe holds like the Olam. Rabbi Moshe holds like the Olam. He doesn't bring all this rain. And Moshe assumes that if it's one Maisa, it's not Eino Miskavin, like you and like you.
Is that Lachs Machshavas? You don't care about that. You're not.
Okay, so we'll see. Okay, we're gonna learn that in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, so he says it's a psik reisha. Every davar Nachash is a gufa, but we hold like the. So he says, "Avim psik reisha." Achein haridasa arach. His Reb Chaim holds that the Rambam holds like the arach. Tzikreishel nichalei is mutter. That's a aruch. Tzikreishel nichalei is mutter. Who would tell Shabbos, many places in Shas and Ksubis, Tavav, that the aruch holds. Tzikreishel nichalei is mutter. V'ol b'cham educhti. V'en b'cham et seydus nachash. So Reb Chaim is going to say, yeah, Rambam holds Mochashen Tzikhal Gufa is chayiv. But he holds it's mutter because it's Tavashen Meskavein and Tzikreishel nichalei. That's the head.
No, he says for the nichalei.
So it's Eino Miskavein. Again, same thing. You're doing the one action, trapping the snake, but it depends if you're just trapping it because you want to capture it or you don't want to get bitten. Hezek. Vimkein, Avidoshen Miskavin, Bipsikresha lo nichale. It's a psikresha de lo nichale. You're getting no benefit by the trapping it. Psikresha lo nichale. I mean, why is it lo nichale? It means lo ichmasle. Because you're not getting any benefit from trapping it. You don't want it, you just want to get rid of it. Lo nichale, the part of the Shavs Chan the Devar Arach. Yet, so then now Reb Chaim says, what's going on here? But the Gemara says it's totally in Lachashen Tzichel Gufa. The Gemara says it depends on Lachashen Tzichel Gufa. And Reb Chaim says, according to the Aruch, it's Mutter, a different Heter. So now he quotes the Gemara in Krisus. We're going to skip this half of this paragraph, because the Gemara in Krisus says that the Gemara in Krisus says that if inadvertently it's Davashen Miskavin, he owed Yechayev. The Gemara says, Davashen Miskavin, he's going to fend for the Gemara increases Reb Chaim. So the Gemara increases says that if you hold Davashen Miskavin, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayev, maybe they want to say, what's the machlok? You have to have 2 or 1. So the Gemara says, oh, you're meant to extinguish, but it's Davashen Miskavin that you're gonna kindle. So it's a machlok, it's from Shim Rabbi Yehuda, Davashen Miskavin. Fake Tosis, but it's only us at Rabbanan. How can you be Chayiv? He's going to fend for that. Reb Chaim is going to fend for, he's going to learn Pashup Shat Nigmar and Krisis, that it's telling him the Machlekes. But it's very, takes a lot of pilbo, takes a lot of creativity on Reb Chaim's part. Achein, you have almost towards the bottom, Achein, Yurim Shom B'Rambam. Achein, Yurim Shom B'Rambam. Peg Zayim Mishkagos. I have a different surah. This is my Reb Chaim. It's a different surah. Shepasim bach. Okay. Shepasim shel shepasim bach. Da chota gechon de Shabbos. Da neskaim lechavos al dechaim shnayim. Rambam paskins only if you have kavana to kindle and extinguish him over me aleim in a chayv ala achas. Now, if it's telling him malach shem tzil gufa, he can't learn like Tosfos. Remember, Tosfos said the Gemara doesn't mean ainu miskavin, means malach shem tzil gufa. The Rambam can't learn that way because the Rambam holds malach shem tzil gufa is chayiv. The Rambam can't learn like Tosfos. That's all he's proving. The Rambam, Hari Pasuk, the Moshe Tzul Chayv Allah. Bishmami, you see the Rambam learn Pashup Shat Nagmara. But it's a Pella. How can you learn Yechayv on Dovashin Miskavin if a quote of Yehuda on Shabbos, Dovashin Miskavin is only Asim Drabban? מפורש לעשות כיפשת, תראו דבר של מסכמים. וכן דבר של מסכמים, מותר, שוכרים את הפסק הרמב"ם, אחד, שתיים, רק נסכם, אז אהבה, לפי זה אחד ביקוש שהטוס לדוכת, זה צבאי שואת אז כך. So, he says, first thing Reb Chaim teaches is a fact, very important. דבר של מסכם is also only by Rabbanan, it's only by Shabbos. By Kol HaTorah Kula, it's Chayv. It's also Midrash. Yeah, that's his first yesod. That's his first yesod. This is not radical. This is l'chor pashtus, right? It's only by Shabbos. Tav Shemai is only asim at Rabbanim. Yeah, Kotav Yud. Kotav Shemai it's muta. Kotav Shemai it's muta. But the Gemara says increases in Kotav Yud Yechayev. In Kotav Yud Yechayev on Shabbos nobody holds Yechayev in Kotav Yud. But the Kol HaTorah Kula is not Reb Chaim. That's only by Shabbos. That's a problem. Yeah. I'll take a blue. She's going to have a hot to cool. He moved to also. Who's that? Them speak out in Torah. So he says that that's midaraisa. In Kola Torah Kula, that's midaraisa. And he brings a Gemara in Shabbos. Koflamid Gimel. Pasuk. El Gabi Shabbos. I skipped a few lines. El Gabi Shabbos. Grab midrabanan. Tarachwin. Shtav Melech Smach Shabbos. So now we have to remember there's Eino Miskabim by Shabbos on Yosem Midrabon. And Miskabim Kol HaTorah Kula is also Midaraisa. Din Dav Shem Miskabim Shal Kol HaTorah Kula. Din Lach Nisev Shal Shabbos. Now, Reb Chaim didn't say a giant.
By the way, we passed on Reb Shimon.
Yeah, we passed on Reb Shimon.
Not only
Dav Shem Miskabim.
Right.
Nazir Chayfei Sumas Paspes. Nazir, the Mishnah Nazir. Nothing scratch, you see it, Dav Shem Miskab. We pass like Rav Shem. Question, what would Rabbi Yehuda hold a Dav Shem Miskab? Now, Rav Chaim is going to say a different definition. I have a Gemara, Gemara. Rav Chaim is going to say, what does Dav Shem Miskab mean? Does it mean what you want or what you think? They're telling what you think you're doing or what you want to do. So he says there's a different definition.
What you want to accomplish or what you want to do?
Look at Reb Chaim, then we'll try to figure the right word. Yeah. What you want to accomplish, what you're thinking, what you're cognizant. What you're cognizant of, is it das?
Or
is
it to
do what or your realization? He's going to make a chilp. He's going to say, the definition of Shem Iskavin changes by Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. Look what he says. This is now Reb Chaim gets amazingly creative. Danach Shnei Dinim Chalukim Hem Yisai Dinim Me'adadi. These two dinim, achalukim b'sadim me'adadim. But din dav shen miskavein, he could talk about kavanasa uritz Sinai. Kavanasa, what is intended and what he wants to do. Ritzono. For medebavadish yaseh, he may know it's going to happen. Like most psikriyashis, you're aware it's going to happen. V'hu oses adavid b'das. So he's doing it. If it's a psikriyashis, you're doing it b'das. Like I gave the mushroom with the bed. You're really digging bedas. You know it's going to dig. Psikration means that you know it's going to dig, so you're digging bedas. But mekomakom toy bekavanasa. What's your intention? So he brings. I want to skip this raya from the Gemara Pesachim. This shaila, the machlex increases.
Psikration
is the right source of putting from Shimon. Yeah, chayev psikration. The right.
Chayev.
So he brings.
Looks like that if you know it's going to happen. It gives you a kavanah.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay. So now please skip. So now please skip.
No, he said the right, sir. Mm-hmm. So you see, like the
Amasamis. Now, I'll bring you an open Gemara. This is an open Gemara, this Shaila. If it's what you want to do, or what you know is happening, what's telling you in your machshava, cognizance, or is it what you want to do, avad malakei b'libai. According to the Rambam leaves out that Gemara. Avid Malakit believing in it, that means he wanted to harvest the grapes. And then he thought he wanted figs. And he thought they were figs, and it turned out to be the grapes. Remember that? Avid Malakit believer. Yeah, the Gemara in the bottom of Amid Beis. Avid Malakit believer, right over here. So, what was the Shaila there? Is that, so that's Mesasek. That's Mesasek. You meant to do you really wanted the. So Reb Chaim learns, Mesasek is not totally, is all totally in das. Reb Chaim says, Mesasek is not what you wanted to do. Now, Lachor, that's a machlok's tanayim. This Gemara, just on the Gemara we started on today, the other side in the bottom. Kamim lakim mean, the skadim lakim anovim. The shachar was saying, he really wanted grapes, and he forgot. And then he thought he wanted figs. And then inadvertently, he cut the grapes. Now there, it's a machlokes tanoim, this question. You got what you wanted, but not what you had in mind. You had in mind, thought you were plucking the, you made a mistake, and you got what you really wanted. So it's a machlokes tanoim there. So Reb Chaim, it's funny, he ignores that Gemara, and look what he says. Mikomokos, he says. He says, if he brings that Gemara Pesachim, I don't want to, it's too much pilpul. Let's skip the Gemara Pesachim. Mashkein b'dimelech smach sheves. B'dimelech smach sheves is not what you want. What you want is selling das, if you have it in mind, in cognizance. And you said, dimtoi klal b'kavona v'ratzim. Doesn't mean your intention and what you want. Kim b'das. That, by enim eskavin on Shabbos, it's told me in das. Show us some lacha. If you say you sorach din the meleches machsheves. Meleches machsheves means you have to do it with machshav. The das. It's not what you want or your intention was. And it means that you are aware, cognizant. Sheyas sam lacha bedas u machshav. Cognizance. So Reb Chaim is saying it's a different definition of davashen meskan b'chola tarakula and in Shabbos. Uchmetzinu b'krisis tabi yuddes. He's not going to bring out Gemara. He quotes stuff. Your test increases. The misasik b'shas patur shem lech machsheves asur Torah. And he brings a Gemara by Bekam. It's a beautiful mashal. He had a stone in his lap and he got up. See your patur. The Shabbos patur lech machsheves asur Torah. So it's a tshuva from Kveigo on this. That's really misasik because he didn't realize. Yeah. He didn't realize it was a rakan. Right. That's meleches machsheves. He's not aware. He's being a raya. The misasik means when you're not aware. It's not with his das. It wasn't his cognizance. He didn't realize he had a stone in his lap. And he stood up and the stone went into Rosh Hashanah. So it's meleches machsheves. It says, Potat's meleches machsheves. What is Rabbi Kiveg? Remember Rabbi Kiveg's kasha matcha? What is Rabbi Kiveg? Is what do you have to say to Pturiz Melech Machsheves? One thing might say it's Potter because Tavashen Miskavim. That's what Reb Kiveg is. Behainu Mishom. Dezel Ika perish to Melech Machsheves. Reb Chaim says Melech Machsheves means awareness. Shamloch Yidnas is b'machshava. B'das.
B'das, right. There's no
cognizance. Im kein Ochanam. Echne Miskavim. Och Shiva Melech Machsheves. Kam kem ikar dino hu mishad mishum dolam nasa amlach b'dayto klal. It's not done with his das. Hodo kamen asubin and sheikh. Avaloh te kamen asubin sheikh kavim lase. That doesn't have to be your attention. It means you weren't aware of it. Fizan nira. Ah. Fizan nira. The bit sikreation. The verb be gemar de mod was of shim dechayef. Sikreation lo nichale. Sikreation lo nichale. Who cares if you want it or you don't want it? See, Reb Chaim says, Aruch said, Sikreishel al Nichle, it's tough, you wanted it or you don't want it. Is that totally in Shabbos Tikadin, or is that totally in the Kol Torah Tikadin? See, the whole idea of the Aruch is it's a Sikreishel. So you're aware of what's happening. It's a Sikreishel. That's Lo Nichle. Now, Lagabe Shabbos, we only care if you're aware or not aware. Lagabe Kol Torah Kula, the Het Aveinu Miskavin, is if you're not interested in it. You don't know Nichalai makes it mutter. He's going to say, Reb Chaim, the het of the Aruch is only in the Miskavin of Kol Torah Kula, not in the Miskavin of Shabbos. The Miskavin of Shabbos means you're aware if not aware. Who cares if you're Nichalai or not? See, the element of Nichalai only depends if you want it or you don't want it. Chiluk bazeh, din melech smashevs mi din dav shen miskavin.
That is logical.
Right. The din... Davshin miskav. Tibdin davshin miskavin. Shall kol Torah kula. Din davshin miskav kol Torah kula. Which is means whether you want it, but that's your intention. You want to do it. So say, well, you don't want it. You want it makes a difference. Deika dinu shevet Sinai. What you want to come in us all there. So you say, okay, he doesn't want it. So subscription. So kol Torah kula. You can say, okay, but if he doesn't want it, you don't have the din of kol Torah kula. Vilachi need to have subscription. See, has to be if miskavin means I want it, even if it's sikreishus, I'm aware, but I don't want it. If it's lo nichale, it means I don't want it. I have no interest in it. So it's not miskavin. But then lachs machshavas the Shabbos. The din on Shabbos, melechus machshavos, hasn't. So you wouldn't say with slow nichalei. Who cares? By Shabbos, it's all totally depends if you had cognizant of it or not. So yes, if you want it, you don't want it. Al dashetasim melechus b'dai machshavto. Kein dino toy klal b'nichalei. Kiim dechol davi psikveishem. Melechus yidulo. Asos mikri nasis. Melechus b'daita. In other words, the Shabbos sticker din. The Shabbos sticker din. As long as you're aware, oh, you don't want it. You're not getting it. So you don't care. The Shabbos thing it did has to do with cognizance. It has nothing to do with you want it or not.
What's the raya for Shabbos? What's the raya that Shabbos is different than?
What's his raya? He's supporting it from the din of melechus machshavos. It's melechus machshavos hasotar. And machshavos means just awareness. Machshava means cognizance. He's learning pshat melechus machshavos means cognizance. So whether you benefit, you don't benefit, there's cognizance.
It's not the totsah. It's just the. The
Kavanah, when you did the Mubarak. You know about it, you're
aware. I thought he got it from Sasek.
So look what he says, you know what he says? See, now we're going to find out that the Aruch, it's possible to say, Fizan Nimsa, the Dovish and Miskab in Psikresha, the Lo Nichle Dasa Aruch. A Psikresha Lo Nichle Dasa Aruch. So, Gam Shabbos, Nina Kamal Kola Tarakula. It's the Shabbos. It's like Kol HaTorah Kula, Psikreishno Nichalei, remember, only enters the discussion of the Eino Miskavin of Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Yudas Yadosh Miskavin Asam Yidin Torah B'Kol HaTorah Kula. So now you have Pshat in the Gemara. Kol Rav Yehuda, Dovish Miskavin is Asar.
It's
by Shabbos. But here, but Psikreishno Nichalei, Kol HaTorah Kula, Kam B'Shabbos Asar B'Chayamah. A psikreishnal nichalei, since Rabbi Yehuda holds, but the whole heter is the chalatorakul heter. You don't have the melechus machshavos heter. If it's lo nichalei, so we're saying that you don't have. You know, Rabbi say when you learn ksubis and Shabbos, there's a machloek v'shoinim. If the aruch applies by chalatorakul, some people say the whole heter. There's a steer in rushes, I think. If the het of the Aruch applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, Reb Chaim is breathing and living that the het of the Aruch is B'Kol HaTorah Kula. So he's saying, that's the heter. Reb Yitzchak Dov Shem Miskavin Aser. So if you're Dov Shem Miskavin Aser, it's not, Kol HaTorah Kula is Rabbanan. But it's not Rabbanan by Shabbos, because by Shabbos it's a Psik Reisha, and it's Melechus Machshavos. It's only going to be Rabbanan, because it's Eino Miskavin Kol HaTorah Kula, but Kol HaTorah Kula, that's Chayav. So that's Reb Chaim's Ga'inish of Pshat, why the Gemara says that even by Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be Chayiv, because you don't have a het of Melechus Machshavos. By Psik Reishel of Nichalei, there's no het of Melechus Machshavos. He convinced us, Reb Chaim, that the din of Melechus Machshavos that makes in Miskayim and Asad Rabbanan doesn't apply by Psik Reishel, because you have cognizance. Oh, you don't want it, so what? Legami Melechus Machshavos, it's the same Melechus Machshavos. Well, you're happy with it, you're not happy with it. But the Kol HaTorah Kula Dikadin, so now I'm quoting Rabbi Yehuda, so now we're understanding my increases. Well, you're Chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you want the head of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Kol HaTorah Kula head, you're Chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because you don't have the head of Shabbos. So this is this amazing Reb Chaim. I'd like to spend a few minutes on Tosfos now. It's amazing Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim learns the Rambam is Mati. If it's the Gemara of Rav Shmuel, the Rambam learns the heter of Mafis Mursa is Davish and Mishraim, it's a psikreish of Nichalei. That's the heter. The heter is because Rambam passing up Shimon, the Davish and Mishraim is Mutter. We passing up Shimon, Davish and Mishraim is Mutter. So he says, the heter of Mafis Mursa. Is Davish and Miskavi. Now I'll show you Taisus and Ksubis. We'll look at Taisus and Ksubis a few minutes. I'll show you. And I'll tell you Halacha Maisa. I argued about Moshe and Chuvis. Halacha Maisa. You know it's not Gay and Yontif? If you wash, those of us have beards, or here, and you wash your hair or your beard, if you let it intentionally squeeze it out.
You go to the mikvah.
No, so everyone agrees with Rav Hutney, asked Rav Moshe, can I wash my face in Shabbos? So Moshe says, yeah, you can wash it. But you shouldn't intentionally squeeze it out. So I'll explain to you that Moshe holds like a b'kvega. He holds like you, and that if you have kavanah to do it, there's no heter of psikreishel nichalei, only if you ain't a miskavin. If you only have kavanah, it's a psikreish, it's going to come out, but you don't have the kavanah to squeeze it. But since I'm going to show you from Taisim Ksubis, And Rabbi Kivayga's whole sheet is a kasha on Taisin Sudis, that if you don't have in mind the malacha, that's also called Einu Miskavi. So, and now,
even though
we paskin, segregation in Lichle is usur. We don't paskin like that. But by the Rabbanans, most paskin, Moshe and Rabbi Tzchachana, most poskim paskin, we have no need to paskin. By the Rabbanans, segregation of his mutter. Schita b'seir is only the Rabbanan. Subsecration lichali is mutter. So I pass into them. I say, you can even squeeze out your beard. I've come on it to squeeze it. Because it's lo nichale, like Tosha says in Ksubis, with the water. Even though you haven't come on it to squeeze. So Moshe says, no, you can't have come on it to squeeze, because then it's not Einu Miskavin. Because Moshe held that if you come on it, do the act. But I'm going to show you from Tosfos, I'm willing to paskin against Rav Brown, Shlita, and Rav Kin, and Tzvi, and Yossi, because I have a Tosfos on my side. So I think, so I tell the Olam, you want to be machmir like a Moshe, you shouldn't have kavana to squeeze it. But la'niyaz daiti, it's muti, even if you have intention to squeeze it, because it's lo nichale in what you're squeezing out. You only want to dry your beard, get the water out, you're not nichale in the mafarik. Look what Tosfos says here. I'll show you quickly. See, Tais, the Mar says in Ksubis that you're not allowed to put the cloth to stuff up the barrel because it's a malach, it's a psikreation, it's psikreation. So Tais says, what's the Tais asks? It can't be washing the cloth. Right. You're washing with beer, it doesn't wash it.
Let me ask you first, if you do it with a towel, you dry your beer with a towel, that's not really mepharic.
Yeah, because you're not squeezing. I'm talking about squeezing it out. Yeah, that's what
I'm talking about. I'm talking about squeezing. People squeeze beards. You don't use a towel. Yeah.
Okay, you squeeze it out. You're right. And rubbing with a towel maybe is not called squeezing.
With the hair?
With the hair? Separate the water from the hair.
Yeah, hair with the beard, same thing, yeah. Yeah, but if you, yeah, you're allowed to use a towel, for Shteitzach, yeah. No, but I hold, you're allowed to squeeze it out. I'm not to squeeze it out. With intention, because it's secretion nichale, like look Rabbeinu Tam. The lekha is from shumefarik. You can't say it's us to squeeze out this shmata they're using to stuff up the barrel. Why? Dasim shumefarik. Kim shan nischar olech leibut. Hence the nischar, you have the fourth white line, yeah? Your fourth white line? Kim shan nischar olech leibut. Vavla veb secretion. He knows it's secretion. Vchein pi berachach. Secretion nichale shari. Quote star. So you know what Tosfos answers? Segregation of Nichale is not shari. He thinks it's on the Aruch. This is the Aruch on Davavim Subas. Tosfos says, it's a segregation of Nichale. And now here you don't have intention to squeeze the cloth. See, in this case, there's no machlaikis or maisha because you're just putting the cloth in the hole. It's a segregation, you'll squeeze it out. But he says it's a segregation of Nichale. So Tosfos, segregation of Nichale is also awesome. It's not mutter. Segregation is awesome with Rabban. Now, so the answer is that Schita B'Seir is only Drabbanan. Schita B'Seir is, there ain't Schita B'Seir, it's only Drabbanan. And Drabbanan we mat like the Aruch. That's why we mat the Rav Moshe. Says, Psikration. Moshe's mother it's Mutter when it's Psikration. He just holds, he can't squeeze it because that's not called Einu Miskavin. Rav Moshe is being Mechalik like Tzvi held and before the Shir, that everyone holds intuitively, there's a difference between Mechavin and Mechavin. So Tosfos says, okay, we'll skip this. Now look what Tosfos says. So I have, you have the footnote on the side. Do you have Mesoza Shas in the upper writing called the Vav in the footnote? This is the big machlokes. So if segregation is the Michas Mutter, so what is Machas Yisuchifas in the Rabbana? You have it, no? You don't have it? You have a footnote there on the side of the Daf. I mean, what is it? I wanted to read you, it's very important.
You had it. Oh, I got it off.
I'm sorry. It's in the footnote. I'm sorry you don't have that footnote. And the upper right-hand corner, which I cut out because I wanted to blow up the Tosfos. Afagam shichu from Aser. So I speak rationally. Mutter, mach shichu from this Aser. Reb Shimon. So this is what the Rishonim ask. They ask if segregation of nichale is mutter. So why is Mlach Shem Tzvila Gufa Asim Drabbanan Segregation Lo Nichale? They don't answer, that's not Einu Miskavin because it's Mlach Shem Tzvila. They don't answer that to Rishonim. They don't answer like Rabbi Kivayga. And I have a Beferish in Tosfos like these Rishonim. Avgol Mlach Shem Tzvila Gufa Asim Rab Shimon Hech Lo Nichale Klal. Like a Rishon Dick answer. Lo Nichale Klal Shari Tven. It's a nichle klal. A little. It's a rishon answer. It's a nichle a little bit, but a nichle klal is mutter. That's what the rishonim answer. Now, I found the lashon in Tosfos. Tosfos answers. You can say it's chita. Tosfos says two teretzim. It could be cleaning, and it's cleaning with shamashkim. It's part of Tosfos people here. It's cleaning with shamashkim. Tosfos says it's mafarik. Emsigration on nichle is also midrabbanan. Look what he says. Lo nichle asa lechatchila, k'ma malach shen tzichel aguf. Tais says, shikresh al chiz, lo abshim k'ma malach shen tzichel aguf. He shlugs up the Aruch's rise.
No, he doesn't say it is. He
says it's like halacha wise. Apir shor kasha. Yeah. Do you have that apir shor kasha? It's in the middle of the line. Apir shor, it's about halfway down the wide lines. Apir shor kasha. This is my last point. Apir shor kash. Tosh says apir hosh this shver. Darach says the creation of nichale is mutter. Frank Tosh says this nambek shmona shrotzen hamafis mursa. I talk about all night mafis mursa b'shabbes. Imlas lepechayit. I mean to make an opening a pair. Tzchayit. According to Rashi, it's binyan. According to Rambam, it's makir bepatish. But if your intention is to get out the pus, putter. Now it's asked me there, why is it mutter? V'davka mishum tsara putter mutter. It says clearly in the Gemara that it would be asked me there, bonon, but it's putter and mutter. Aval yilav mishum tsara. It's a state in the Gemara. It wouldn't hurt. Hayasa. Afagav lo las. Afagav. Afagav. Lo. Nichle bepeklau. Frank Rabbi Kivayga Tais is confusing Mlach Hashem Tzilcha Gufa with Kavana. So Rabbi Kivayga says, I don't understand Tais. We're talking about Einu Miskavim, Sikresh Alichli, and brings in a case of Mlach Hashem Tzilcha Gufa. Because Rabbi Kivayga held, like Rabbi Brown Shlita, and Rabbi Tzvi, and Rabbi Yossi, that Mlach Hashem Tzilcha Gufa is not Einu Miskavim, you have in mind that Maisa. You meant to burst open the pimple. The question is, what? That's Mlach Hashem Tzilcha Gufa, it's not Einu Miskavim. But now that I showed you Reb Chaim, we have good company. Reb Chaim, and Tosfos and Ksubis, and the Re'eim and the footnote in the side that you don't have, that they learn. No, it's the same thing. Every Melach Shein Tzilcha Gufa is really also in a Miskavim, even though you have in mind the same Maisa, but it's that you want or you didn't want.
So now this Shaila.
Reb Moshe says, if you're washing your face in sipsik reisha, that your beard is going to squeeze out its mutter because it's sipsik reisha, the lo nichale on a drabonon, schita b'seir. So I say to Rabbi Moshe, name, you're learning like Rabbi Kivayi, you're learning like Rabbi Brown. You should know that it says in Rishonim all over the place, Re'eim, and you know, Tosfos uses the word lo nichale klal. I found in Tosfos, Tosfos says lo nichale klal in this Tosfos. He uses that lashon, lo nichale klal. He doesn't say open like the Re'eim, but he says lo nichalei klal. It's mutter. So it's mutter in by. So just like Reb Chaim, you couldn't believe Reb Chaim says himlach hashish chaguf is ainu miskavin. The heter is ainu miskavin. Yes, Tosfos holds that way, and so lani is taiti. I'm matter people on yontif to squeeze out the beards because I say it's creation of nichalei.
So even if you klal.
Well, Slonichle klal, the water that's the soapy water that you get. It's slonichle klal.
Okay.
It's soapy water. You just want to get rid of it. Slonichle klal. So this is quote the Aruch and Reb Moshe and most Gedolim, not the Mishnah Berurah maybe, but Sikreish Slonichle and Rabbanon. Schitav says Rabbanon. So it's mutter, but it's got to be Einu Miskavim. So that's the Shaila. Reb Moshe holds. I don't know if anyone knows you. This is what I once discovered, that Reb Moshe is going with the Hanukkah that I know, you know, the yeshiva shirab around. The difference, that's not called Einu Miskavim. If you meant to do the action, if you're doing the action for a different purpose, that's not Einu Miskavim. But you see, Reb Chaim didn't hold that way. Tosfos didn't hold that way. The Re'eim doesn't hold that way.
Different expressions. One is Einu Miskavim on Yichalei, you know.
Yeah, I know, I understand. But, right, I know, but every Melach Hashem Tzilcha. So the truth is, if you hold not like the Aruch, Ein Achinami, Melach Hashem Tzilcha Gufa, Sikresh El Chitzas Rabbana. That's what says Mashma, like a Melach Hashem Tzilcha Gufa. See, every Melach Hashem Tzilcha Gufa is Asad Rabbana. I it's Einu, but you say, but Tzvi, you held, it's not Einu Miskavin. But if it is Einu Miskavin, who cares? Because it's a Pesik Reisha, the Lo Nichale, which is also Drabana. See, if you don't hold like the Aruch, it's simple. You don't need any Dochik Chilukim. If you don't hold like the Aruch, you just say, well, it's Lach Shem Tzvi Lo Gufa. Yeah, it happens to be every Machshichu is a Pesik Reisha. Every Machshichu is a Pesik Reisha. So why is it only Asim Drabanan? It's Lach Shem Tzvi Lo Gufa. But if it's lo nichalei, we hold it doesn't make a difference. Ibeik apsad by a doraisa. It's also asdrabanan. So that's why machshen sichugruf is asdrabanan. Even though it's a psikresha to lo nichalei, but it's asdrabanan like every psikresha lo nichalei. But when you want to use the aruch, then you have to be mechalik between psikresha lo nichalei and machshen sichugruf. So halacha lemaisa. So before yantif, when I tell them they can take a lukewarm shower, when I'm at my cool, comfortable shower on Yontif, I tell them, well, are you allowed to squeeze out your hair? Are you allowed to soak it your hair? It seems to be Rav Moshe asks it, because Rav Moshe holds like Rav Chivega that's not called Sikreshel Michalei. If you're squeezing it, your intention is to squeeze. What's the difference? You're squeezing for the liquid you want? That's not Einu Miskavin. But I tell the Oilam that Ania's Daita you can even have in mind. If you want to be Samech on Ania cotton, you can even squeeze out your hair. Because it's a head of Michalei and a Derabanan like the other.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.